The message for me is, first of all, between 2014, my first meeting, and now 2022, we've helped to increase the number of our representation, the number of African representation at the forum. We've also helped to reduce the age in terms of the average age of participants. And of course, in my person, we now have the very first African on the board of the organization. And I think as years go by, we'll continue to help ourselves be represented. And the message really from the continent is that you can't afford to ignore Africa. Africa is consequential to the future of the world, whether it's general security, whether it's food security, whether it's the collective prosperity of the world. And to let them, like, as they design these conversations, to make sure that they ensure that they design Africa in the midst of it. Complex nature and the contradictions in food security in a world where we produce enough food for 10 billion people, but we manage to have 800 million people not have access to food. 800 million. And we manage to have 3 million children die every year due to lack of access to food, and 6 million children due to diseases that are related to food. To speak to that, and to also speak to the complex nature of the problem, how on one side of the world, food insecurity, food wastage has to do with the lack of infrastructure, or say inadequate infrastructure in terms of helping to store their food, in terms of helping to move their food. On the other side of the world, the wastage happens with respect to the fact that they waste what has been already processed in their kitchens and, you know, through their servings and everything. And the cost of that, $2.6 trillion every year on one side. And the cost of that with respect to climate change, with respect to the fact that if it were a country, food wastage would be the third highest contributor to carbon emissions in the world. 7% carbon emissions. So all of these complex realities and these contradictions, we brought it to the fore, and to let us understand that we have to find a way to better allocate food. We have to find a way to understand that food insecurity is a national security issue. It's a climate change issue, and must find a way to adapt our agricultural practices and food distribution around the world. We need to pay attention to what the African Development Bank is doing. They're doing a lot of great jobs. For instance, interventions in about 26 African countries through about 30 million African farmers, helping to improve yield, helping to increase productivity as much as between 40 to 70%, getting the countries to commit to food production. And not just food production, adding value to their food. And let's not beat ourselves too much as a continent. I think in certain aspects, we've not done too badly. And with the African, the Free Trade Act, I think there's also more opportunities to build an economy on the continent that trades with itself. And I think all of these things will have a positive consequential effect on prosperity in Africa. The media is essential to everything. It's essential, for instance, it's effective with respect to indoctrination. And if you indoctrinate people the wrong way, it would have very massive negative effects. The media is there with respect to the consequences of disinformation, educating the people on their rights and responsibilities, whether they go out to vote or do not vote, the things they believe, and other such things. So, as a continent, we must pay attention to the media. We must pay attention to the influences of the media, the multi-layered effects of the media, and ultimately understand that we cannot lose ourselves to the outside world. We must continue to commit to our values and our ethics, even as we, you know, along with the rest of the world, to try to help build a more prosperous world. Yeah, so it's digital, the new code of wealth, and I was really just talking about what has happened in Africa with respect to opportunities in the digital economy, with respect to what young Africans are doing in tech. Also speaking about the dangers with respect to cybersecurity, and also speaking about also all the other layers with respect to how religious organizations are using social media, our activists are using social media, digital governance, how countries like Mauritius, for instance, and Kenya and other such countries are helping to ensure that people have access to government services via social media, and also projecting. And it was also important that I write the story, because when you don't write that story, somebody else from outside would come write the story, and they most likely will mongo pack the story by telling you that they were the ones that first discovered this or discovered that. So I think I thought it was essential to do that, and hopefully some other people, and maybe also including myself, will build up on that and take you forward from there. Whether or not you're in Africa, you're still African. You're part of our collective pride and prosperity, and you must continue to find a way to reflect yourself back home. And of course, one of the ways is to help yourself be successful and find a way to impact Africa through the people. So if you're supporting somebody's education, if you're intervening in infrastructure, if you're building something for some people in some village, you're doing very well. You don't even have to come back home in that sense. I mean, you can come back home and have fun and, you know, go to parties, Christmas, meet your family. But as long as you're contributing to development back home, you're helping to contribute to the growth and development of Africa, irrespective of what country you found yourself. Because the truth of the matter is, national boundaries are subjective. Ultimately, I believe in creation. So God created the world without boundaries. And wherever you find yourself, just strive and remember the son or daughter of whom you are, and continue to represent Africa the right.